Oklahoma's snap air rate rises slightly, and the OKC Animal Shelter pauses intakes after rescuing hundreds of animals from a nearby home. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, June 29th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma's federal food aid error rate has slightly increased. Anna Pope reports the state has until next October to lower it or face millions of dollars in federal costs.
Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, error rates are over and under payments made to recipients. They're not fraud. Under the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill Act, states must get their error rates under 6% or face millions of dollars in benefit costs. The new numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture show Oklahoma's error rate increased to about 11.04% in fiscal year 2025. Deborah Smith, Oklahoma Department of Human Services Deputy Director, says using this number, the state would owe about $250 million in SNAP benefit costs.
We always want the error rate moving in the right direction, but at the same time, this release really looks at a period kind of before the new federal requirements were in place.
She is confident it will be lower soon, and some more recent data suggests it could be cut in half in the next fiscal year. I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma City officials rescued at least 500 animals last week from a nearby home. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the city shelter's intakes are paused while it cares for the influx of animals.
The Oklahoma City Animal Shelter says the rescue could be its largest yet. The mission started as a drug bust. The FBI and police seized 30 pounds of methamphetamine at a southeast Oklahoma City home. Hundreds of animals were also found, and shelter staff worked overnight to transport them. A city spokesperson says most of the animals were birds. There were also dogs, cats, reptiles, and a horse. The shelter says it's desperate to find homes for its dogs and cats so they can make more room for the newcomers. Through July 3rd, you can choose your own dog adoption fee. The facility is open for adoptions Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. The shelter's intake pause will last through Tuesday. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The Chickasaw Nation has a new governor with a familiar name. Thomas Pablo reports Chris Anitubby is taking over for his father, longtime Chickasaw leader Bill Anitubby.
He leaves office as the greatest leader in the history of our tribe.
Bill Anitubby served as the Chickasaw governor for nearly 40 years. At noon on June 26th, he passed the torch to his son during a ceremony in Ada, thanking elected officials and Chickasaw citizens for decades of collaboration.
And so today, as we honor a moment of leadership transition, we also celebrate the continuity of a nation unconquered and unconquerable.
Chris Anitubby took the oath of office after his father's remarks. He says he'll continue the work of Chickasaw leaders who came before him.
Today, it is with that same spirit of duty and a profound sense of gratitude that I commit myself to honorably serve the Chickasaw people as governor of the Chickasaw Nation.
Chris Anitubby thanked his family, citizens, and elected officials. In Ada, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Governor Chris Anitubby also announced Tishomingo District Legislator Scott Evans as his pick for lieutenant governor. Art from the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building is returning to its original home 3 decades after it left. Grayson Wheeler has more on the Murrah collection.
When people went to work at the Murrah Building, they were greeted by vibrant art, much of it created by Oklahoma artists. The 1995 bombing that destroyed the Murrah Building and killed 168 people destroyed some of the art as well. But about 24 pieces survived. 19 of them have been on display at the University of Central Oklahoma's Chambers Library in Edmond since 2000. Lupita Gonzalez is the head of the Archives and Collections Department there.
I do think it's inspiring and just really neat to think about how resilient these pieces were, that they survived something as horrible as that bombing was, and also that they've just been around for this long and that they're going to continue to be available for people to see.
After spending a year in dark storage, the art will go on display in the Oklahoma City Memorial and Museum's new addition next spring. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.